Thank you, Brother Jeff. Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the Gospel according to John, chapter 14. John 14. You know, our Lord said, and I pray that I might remember this, that the Spirit of God might bring this back to my memory. He said, "You have not because you ask not." And we've got this morning, and Lord willing, here in another hour and a half, something like that, it's going to be over. These services will be over. I pray that God pour out a blessing upon us today. I pray that God bless these words to our hearts. And that truly we might say, I'm talking about truly, I'm not just saying this, I mean this. I pray that God cause our hearts to burn as the Word of God is set forth and blessed by the Holy Spirit. I don't have the ability to do it, and you don't have the ability to drum it up. I mean, you talk a big fight and talk a big game and you know, try to convince yourself and try to convince somebody else, but I know this. Unless God blesses these words, unless the Holy Spirit falls upon us in power and really, truly causes us to hear, we're going to go through some passages of Scripture and we're going to tell each other, boy, wasn't that good? We're just going to use some words is all we're going to do. But if the Lord gives us a heart, and from the heart we mean it, and it truly was a blessing, then truly we can leave this place and say it's been good, been in the house of the Lord. John 14. Our Lord, and we looked at this last time in verse 15, and He said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." If you love me, and I want to ask myself to listen to these words as the Lord Himself says to me, "Marvin, if you love me, keep my commandments." And by the grace of God, that I could say, as Peter said, grieved because the Lord asked him three times. Peter said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Not as I wish I did. And not by the grace of God as I shall. But Lord, you know I love you. And Lord, I know this. If I love you, it's because you first loved me and gave me a heart to delight after you and to long after you and to seek you." Now, just turn to 1 John 3, because I need to be reminded. The Lord just said, here's the thing that's sad on our part. I just dealt with this last week, last Sunday. And here's the question that rises in every believer. When the Lord says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I just dealt with this last Sunday. And you know what a believer says? Okay, tell me again now. Tell me what those commandments are. 1 John 3, 23, 24. And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name, on the character, on the person of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. And he that keepeth His commandments. And what are those again, Lord? The ones we just read? The ones we just read. This is His commandment, that we should believe, entrust ourselves to Him as He's revealed in this Scripture, Freddie. Not that you believe that there is a Jesus Christ. The devils believe that there is a Jesus Christ. But that we have entrusted our eternal soul to Him. Lord, You who said that the Father gave You a people. You who, as the Word of God, revealed to us through Your Holy Spirit that there is an everlasting covenant of grace. Lord, that You said that the Father gave us to You, and that You have eternally stood for us and answered for us. Lord, Your commandments are this: he that loves me keeps, holds to, guards. Not that I'm keeping with a perfect obedience. I know I can't do that. But I keep them as they're hidden in my heart. That's what David said. Hide, Lord, Your word in my heart. Lord, You hide, that I might not sin against You. What? In not believing You. Lord, if You keep the word there, it's kept. I waver, I stumble, I doubt, and it grieves me. If You love me, keep my commandments. And just flip over to 1 John 5, 1-3. 1 John 5, 1-3. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the anointed, the sent of God, the Messiah, the one who in that everlasting covenant of grace established by God Almighty. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth Him that begat loveth Him also that is begotten by Him. By this we know that we love the children of God. How? We love God. God's people this morning, all of us here, we're all members of one body. We're His body. We're all one of another. This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, believing Him, trusting Him, and loving His people. And His commandments are not grievous. It doesn't grieve me to love Him. What grieves me is where I see my lack of it. That's what grieves me. Back in John 14, if you love me, keep my commandments. Lord, how frail I see myself in doing that very thing. But Lord, You know I do. I love You. And Lord, thanks be unto You that you would cause me to be seen in you, that your righteousness is my righteousness, my holiness before God. And that because of your blood, iniquity is not charged to me. I'm chargeable. I know I am. I know just enough about myself to know this. Lord, if you marked iniquity, if you counted it, if you counted one infraction, who could stand? I'll tell you, this admittance of what I am in myself, this is no empty, cheap excuse for disobedience. I hate that I don't walk consistently as I ought. And that's no excuse. It's no excuse. Well, we're saved by the grace of God. What difference does it make? That's the heart of an unbeliever. That's an unbeliever. Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. It matters. The Lord has revealed through His precious Word that His people are faithful. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. I know them in grace, and they follow me. The one who spoke this to His disciples in the days of His humiliation gave them this great promise. In John 14, verse 16, He said, "Now, I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever." Here's the Mediator. Here's the Lord speaking to His people, speaking to His apostles right there, but speaking to His church, speaking to His people. One who's ever heard by the Father because of His own merit. The Father does not listen to me in myself because I don't have any merit. Lord willing, in the next service, I'm going to deal with why God hears the prayers of His people. Why He hears them. This is the one that Mary spoke to, Lazarus' sister. She told him, she said, "Lord, I know that even now whatsoever thou would ask of God, God will give it thee." He said, "I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter." He's getting ready to leave. He's leaving. He's getting ready to go to the cross. He's going and ascending back to His Father. And He said, I'm telling you. I'm giving you my word. You write this down. You keep this. You can live and die by this word. I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter. Not if you're worthy enough, and not if you are faithful enough, and you, the reason you keep my commandments is because you love me. And the reason you love me is because I first loved you. And I gave you a new heart. I gave you a new will. And I'm going to pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, another Consoler, one that'll teach you, settle you, be with you. He's going to abide with you forever. He's going to live within you. That's Christ Himself, by His Holy Spirit. Here's the Spirit of God prayed for. Through the triunity, one God, I will pray the Father that He'll send a Comforter. What comfort knowing who's asking. I can ask, but He asked. The Lord was leaving, but He said, "I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send one through my Father that I'm asking, that will send. He's going to be with you, minister to you forever." Even verse 17, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But ye know Him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. The Spirit of Truth. I know that he's the one that applies the truth. He's the Spirit of Truth, the Spirit of God that applies the truth of God in Christ to that new heart, not the old heart. God Almighty does not speak to that old heart. It's dead. It's dead. He said, I'm going to remove it. I'm going to behead it. The presence of it's there. And you feel the effects of it. Before God gave a man, woman, new heart, that old heart didn't bother them a bit. They don't care. They have no interest in God Almighty. But He gives them a new heart, and I'm telling you, the first thing they recognize is that old heart, that old presence that's beheaded. And it grieves them. But the Spirit of Truth, who applies and guides and sets apart and teaches God's people, they do grow in grace. They grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you want to know the evidence of a man or woman that's growing in grace? They see more and more of what they are. And it's like they're going this way. The older they get, the more the Lord teaches them, the more they're grieved with themselves. This world and its empty promises, it grieves them. Believers walk in this world as pilgrims and sojourners. And the Lord, as He teaches them, and they see of themselves, long to be with Him. He's the Spirit of the Truth. If, as I said a moment ago, if God teaches us anything through His Word, and our hearts truly are made to rejoice and burn the knowledge of Him, it's because He who is the Spirit of the Truth, He's the life of the truth. He who gives life and spirit to the truth, because He's the Spirit of Truth. He teaches us, and we walk after Him. He said, I'm going to send the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive. They will not, and they cannot. They cannot. They cannot because they see not Him, and they don't know Him. As I said a moment ago, this old heart cannot receive the things of God. It cannot receive them. A dead heart is dead. It's dead. I said last week, Mr. Spurgeon said this. He said, when a dead man can resurrect himself out of the grave, when a dead body can crawl out of the grave, he said, that's when you would expect that a dead sinner, spiritually dead, could resurrect himself back to life. It's just not going to happen. They cannot. They cannot. Because it sees him not by faith. It doesn't see him. Doesn't know him. It does not know him in grace, doesn't know him in life. They don't know him. They cannot. This is why, I mean, you must be born again, Nicodemus. Can a mother enter back into his womb the second time? The Lord said, Nicodemus, you're a ruler of the Jews and you don't know these things. He was revealing what the Lord knew he didn't know. Bringing up to Nicodemus and just abasing his pride. You're a ruler of the Jews. You're a teacher. You're one of the professors. You're one of the doctors. And you don't know these things. You must be born again. Man's not born again, not regenerated by the grace of God. He cannot see the kingdom of God. But you know him, the Lord said to his apostles, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. The work of the Holy Spirit is to separate God's people. He calls them out of darkness. He seals them by power, mercy, and grace. He teaches them, and he stays with them. He stays with them. He shall be in you. I stop in closing, and I think, Lord, you who have promised that you'd send the Comforter, Lord, this morning, can it be that, Lord, you've given me your blessed Spirit and have consoled this old needy sinner and given me a heart, Lord, that loves you and calls on you, that is reminded again and again, and I need to be reminded again how, Lord, you've everlastingly loved me. And as you've taught me and shown me myself, and Lord, you've given me comfort. Lord, I can rest there. In myself, I have absolutely no confidence. But Lord, that you taught me. You gave me life. You gave me spirit. You gave me hope and peace. And reveal that to me. And Lord, in eternity, when there was you only, when there was no earth and no sky and no stars and no mountains and no seas, and when there was you, and the thousands and thousands and thousands of years, Lord, that's passed since then, then, Lord, that you entered into a covenant with the Father and the Spirit, and you had me on your mind, on your heart, that you knew Marvin when there was nothing else. Thank you for that comfort. Lord, keep me for Christ's sake. Amen.